Okay, that takes care of all this evening's business. Now we'll go to old business.
That is case number 11106, Alice P. Robinson. This was in Silver Lake Manor, and this was a variance from the required lot size requirement for a parcel and the and the minimum lot width and a corner side yard setback requirement.
Gentlemen will be at tables from our last regular meeting till this one to give everyone hopefully an opportunity to review everything and what we had heard from council and so forth. So if we're opened up again for discussion, is there any further discussion? Mr. Record, we'll start with you.
Well,
time to review and go through everything.
Yes. What I've seen and read, and every document I've gone through both lawyers' letters explaining the cases that were heard. In doing so, I also have to look at, by the way, they were both presented very well. It was understandable. Sometimes you can't understand a lawyer. You said, but they were very clear to me. So
yes.
The I believe that just it would be a hardship for to not grant this variance of them putting these two lots together. I don't see where it would do any harm as far as the neighborhood's concerned. But I don't see how it could be developed with those two lots be used without them being incorporated into the other two lots. They have a 15-foot on the Silver Lane, and they're going to address that 15-foot setback.
Right.
They can address all the setbacks. They haven't asked for anything in there. I believe one person on the board had asked about the height of any future building, and that was addressed. Other than that, I think it's an improvement of the neighborhood. I really do. I think that it would be the only solution using common sense to me to utilize the two lots that I had, if it was me, to incorporate them and make four lots out of it.
It makes sense.
Because everything else they can meet. They can meet the setbacks. They're buildable lots. They're 50-foot lots. Right?
With the exception of one?
Exception of one, right.
Correct. Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay. Mr. Workman, how do you feel?
I agree with Mr. Rickards, too. I think the two half lots, I mean, it's a hardship for them to do anything with it if they didn't combine them. I think it's just common sense to do it that way.
Okay. I think, Mr. Hudson?
I also believe that the two half lots are unbuildable at this point, and I guess the only question would be to allow them to divide in four lots or less. So, and if the neighborhood is characteristic of the 50-foot lot, I wouldn't have a problem. So.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
I'm in agreement.
Okay. Now I'm in agreement with what I had heard. Okay. Gentlemen? If there's, everyone's had to, we discussed it. Everyone's had time to review it. So if there's no further discussion and if the board is ready to vote on it, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we approve the case, and I will address each of the variance requests and the standards.
Okay. Case number 11106, right?
Yes.
Yes. In regard to the width requirement of 75 feet, property has two 25-foot residual portions on opposite sides. Makes it unique. Regarding exceptional practical difficulty, the original subdivision was designed for 50-foot lots. Again, difficulties. You got two 25-foot wide lots. As far as developing it in strict conformity, residual lots 2 and 6 being on opposite sides don't make that possible. Regarding reasonable use, 50-foot lots are necessary for that. And if you look at the rest of the neighborhood, you know, it takes it back to the original, and about 50% of all the lots that are in that development are 50-foot. Has it been created by the applicant? I don't think so. In that 1972, the applicant did acquire that 25-foot lot 6, and then 1974 lot 2 was deeded over to the development for access, and then in 78, the applicant acquired, let me rephrase that, the 50 feet was deeded to the development, and then 25 feet in 1978 was deeded back to the applicant. Regarding altering the character of the neighborhood, I don't see where it will. There's, like, again, many 50-foot lots in the development. I don't see as far as substantially or permanently impairing appropriate use. You know, the adjacent properties are all residential, and many of them, again, 50 feet. And I don't see where it would have a negative impact on public welfare. as far as the lease modifications, 50-foot lots, back to the original, I think addresses that issue. And necessary to afford relief, Mrs. Robinson does want to deed those to her children, and that makes that necessary. Now, another variance was the 10,000 square feet. There's just not, as far as uniqueness, there's not enough depth in the existing lots to give them the 10,000 square feet. And none of the original lots were 10,000 square feet. That was done in a later ordinance, and none of the not many, if any, of the lots do meet that. Practical difficulty, it's just not enough space or not enough land there to meet that minimum of 10,000 square feet. Can it be developed in strict conformity? The lots are currently recorded for less than 10,000 square feet. As far as necessary to enable reasonable use, it's necessary for the properties to be what was originally intended and what many of the other properties already enjoy. Created by the applicant, again, many of the lots are less than 10,000 square feet. Altering the central character of the neighborhood, obviously not, because, again, many, if not most, are less than 10,000 square feet. Detriment to the public welfare, obviously not, when you have others that are also less than 10,000 square feet. All those standards apply equally as well. And then the request for the 5-foot variance on the corner. We did hear testimony regarding the direction of traffic. and the impact that it would have, and since it's, you know, the front setback's being met, then it wouldn't impair, you know, or maybe the terms impede flow of traffic.
Flow of traffic.
So, regarding uniqueness, there's not, there's just not enough space to build something in less than a 20-foot or a, 25-foot building envelope. Mm-hmm. Most houses are certainly wider than that. Practical difficulty, it'll be like kind to the other dwellings. as far as being developed in strict conformity, multiple scale lot sizes are recognized in the code. Requirement is set up as a one size fits all regulation, but that doesn't follow the pattern of this development. Necessary to enable reasonable use. Again, building widths are typically wider than 25 feet. Is it created by the applicant? Code didn't allow for multiple scales of lot sizes. Altering the essential character of the neighborhood. Yeah, you've got other lots with that same width. Substantially or permanently impairing the appropriate use. Don't see it. Adjacent properties in some cases sit closer to the road. And as far as the public welfare, I don't see where, I think I addressed that, I don't see where it, with traffic or any other thing, it will be a detriment. I think it's a lease modification. We'll take the setback to 10 feet, which is, already a setback within the MR zoning, and necessary to afford relief. It'll give Mrs. Robinson the same size building areas on her lots, and in some cases meet or exceed in the current setbacks in the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,106. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons had been stated by Mr. Mills. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,106 is approved at this time. Okay, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, that is all of the business for this evening. We have one case table and it's until next meeting. There being no further business, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Have a second to that?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I'll tell you where we're going.